you were to witness someone being harassed, would you know what to do? A group of Milwaukeeans is teaching people how to step in and calm potentially violent situations. Bystander intervention training is designed to build confidence, so more people feel comfortable confronting racism, homophobia, and other kinds of harassment. Race and ethnicity reporter Aisha Turner brings us inside one of these trainings.
It's a Friday night at the River West Public House. Facilitator Stephanie Rhodes gathers about 15 people for class.
So we're going to start with a little basic warm-up.
She claps her hand against her thigh. Then the next person adds to the rhythm, and this goes on until everyone is contributing.
So I just want everyone to make a connection that the silence that we observed at the beginning is the status quo. And any one of us can interrupt that with an individual action. And together, we can make a bigger interruption. And that sounds pretty cool when we do that, right?
The class is a bystander intervention training. It's being hosted by a group called Surge, Standing Up for Racial Justice. Another facilitator, Santara Michaels, explains that the goal is to help people step in and calm situations of racism, sexism, homophobia, really any kind of violence or harassment. But she warned.
It's not the answer to ending white supremacy, xenophobia, anti-Muslim hate, Islamophobia, transphobia. It's not the answer to that. But it's a piece of how do we interrupt violence when it's happening.
There are four D's of bystander intervention. Intervene directly, distract attention away from the situation, delegate tasks to others nearby, and delay. Observe the situation until you know what should be done. The group practices the second D, distract, by splitting up and starting a conversation with a partner.
So turn to each other and introduce yourselves again, maybe tell each other why you're here today.
Facilitators walk around, occasionally touching people on the shoulder. When you get tapped, you're supposed to yell.
Hey, look!
And yell anything.
Oh my God, there's a Milwaukee lion over there!
The point is to become comfortable drawing attention. This could be used to stop an attack. And different situations call for different responses. Sometimes it's helpful to yell, but other times it's better to just go up to someone and say, hey, do I know you? Quiet interjections can help de-escalate a tense moment too. One big don't for the group, they say don't call the police right away.
We know that actually can even incite even more violence or can escalate a situation.
Police can sometimes be a threatening force within Black and immigrant or queer and trans communities.
But then again, there might be situations where the person being harassed does want you to call the police. Your role then becomes as a cop watcher within the situation.
During a smoke break, Bonnie Brusky tells me this is her second time coming to a training. Her teenage sons have a diverse friend group. She wishes they could be here.
I really want them to think through when they make certain choices. What might be acceptable for you as a white middle-class kid in Milwaukee is not exactly what your friends are exactly going to face.
She wants her sons to be unafraid to act when something's wrong, because the primary tenet of bystander intervention is a fifth D, and that is don't do nothing. I'm Aisha Turner, 89.7 WUWM.
Race and ethnicity reporting supported by The Doman Company.